This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. On his first overseas trip since taking office, President Joe Biden is urging fellow world powers to help low-income nations beat COVID-19. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Before the G7 summit's formal start in England, the president announced the U.S. will buy and donate a half billion vaccine doses to nearly 100 countries.
We're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic.
He says fellow leaders will lay out their own steps tomorrow.
It is in all of our interest to have the global economy begin to recover as well.
The president says the U.S. is not seeking favors or concessions from any nations who get the shots, that it's instead America's humanitarian obligation to help save lives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccination. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The CDC reports some 275 cases of heart inflammation, mostly in young men between the ages of 16 and 24. It's occurred after a second shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, among 12 million people being vaccinated. But still, the agency will conduct further testing to see if these cases are linked to the vaccines or another cause. Inflammation can stem from infections, including a case of COVID, as well as certain medicines, and there have been rare reports following other types of vaccines. The CDC says the inflammation is very rare and shouldn't stop anyone over age 12 from getting vaccinated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.